Hello.
We are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research.
Okay.
Thank you. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. I will go ahead right now and read a list of issues, and I will need you to rate them from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the first one is healthcare. How important is this to you?
Zero is not important and 10 is very important.
Correct.
8.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Abortion rights.
7.
Crime and violence.
8.
Racism and discrimination.
Say that again.
Racism and discrimination.
1.
Voting rights.
4.
Climate change.
0.
Student loan debt.
0.
Democracy.
Democracy?
Yes.
Kind of a funny one. 3.
Okay. K-12 education.
0.
Jobs and wages.
7.
Reproductive freedom.
0.
Immigration.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
0.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race?
White.
Thank you very much. Okay. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I am female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1980.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
An associate's degree.
Thank you very much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to them? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first name on the list is Raphael Warnock.
0.
J.D.
Zero is
unfavorable.
Warm. 10 is favorable, right? 0 is unfavorable?
Yes. Correct. Okay. Yeah, okay. Next name is J.D. Benz.
7, 8.
Okay. Brad Raffensperger. Sorry.
That's okay. Like a 6.
Okay. John Ossoff.
0.
Brian Kemp.
10.
Andre Dickens.
3.
Tim Wolf.
2.
Okay. Thank you. Give me just a moment. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Republican.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
In 2020, I voted for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, just worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
Okay. Thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented progress. 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Remember, 0 is that did not prevent progress, and 10 is a definitely prevented progress. So the first one is Democrats and the U.S. Congress.
Definitely prevented progress.
So in this case, from 0 to 10, how would you qualify that?
10.
Thank you. Vice President Harris.
10.
Your local mayor.
Our local what?
Mayor.
What's a mayor? Mayor? Our local mayor?
Mayor, yes.
Like a 6.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
Seven.
COVID-19 recovery.
8.
Black voters.
4.
Thank you. Okay. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's life. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or your people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. you may choose any number from 0 to 10. Okay, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. How much this motivates you to vote from 0 to 10?
10 is it motivates you to vote, 0 is it does not motivate?
Correct.
Four.
Thank you. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. How much this motivates you to vote?
Two.
Because we demand that funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historical black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, which have required for direct student financial relief through grants, debit discharge, and other aid. How much this motivates you to vote?
Zero.
Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practice. How much this motivates you to vote?
Zero.
And because we protested together, this administration has banned knock-knock warrants and choke holds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. How much this motivates you to vote?
Zero.
Thank you. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm going now to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to the community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to... Okay, thank you very much. Okay, just a second. All right, so as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. When did you register to vote at your current address?
When I moved in 8 years ago.
Okay, thank you. How did you register to vote? By mail, in person at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically, or through a political party or organization?
By mail.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Republican. Republican.
How would you describe your employment status?
Part-time.
Thank you. And last year, in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $95,000.
Okay. Perfect. Pretty much with that, we conclude our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Goodbye.